We've been talking about some of the changes that are coming to Bridgefest this year. You heard on the news, Sam, with the story about how the typical Rotary Seafood Fest is going to become Rotary Bridgefest Feast. One thing, however, will not be changing, and that is there's going to be a wonderful parade for Bridgefest this year. It's coming up, believe it or not, 2 weeks from this Friday night. Is that right, David Crowley?
That's right. Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, good. How did we manage that?
Wasn't my choice.
David Crowley is putting the parade together this year. I know that you've gotten a lot of work done on this already. Got some good bands lined up.
Right. We've got four bands this year. We've got the combined Houghton and High School band and the Tech band, which have been staples for the last several years. We've also got Marty's Golden Airs and the Ishpeming Blue Notes coming.
So we're going to have a lot of music in the parade. We're hoping to have a really big parade, and I know that you're kind of wanting to reinvigorate it a little bit this year.
Right. I grew up in the 60s where we had parades that, and in those days, half the communities in the UP had drum and bugle corps, and you'd have parades with 10, 12 bands, which was great. The floats, even in those days, people put a lot of work into them, and I'd really like to see people put a little bit of that back in and make this a real community pride kind of thing.
Do you have any kind of a theme that you'd suggest?
There's no real theme, I guess. I think the more interesting kind of things would be a lot of different themes. You know, if you theme something, sometimes you can end up with the same kind of, one float after another that's kind of similar. And I just think, I'd like people to use their imagination and come up with some interesting things. There's so much out there now in our culture, so many different cartoon things or shows on TV or movies that they can theme things after, that they can take ideas from. So just let your imagination fly.
Who is eligible to get into the parade?
Any group, organization, individual. There is a $40 entry fee, but people have to understand we have to pay these bands that come in from away from here. They've got buses that they have to charter, and I've run into people who go, you have to pay for them to be in? Well, it's they can't do it out of the goodness of their heart. They have expenses, and they have to be covered. So we do need to raise the money to be able to bring them in. And I'd like in the future, I'd love to see raise even more money and bring in even more bands. But the farther out you go, the more expensive it gets. But as long as they have a good theme, a good idea, we want to make sure we don't have any kind of questionable.
Keep it family.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids along. As long as you got something to advertise or some message to get across, or if you just like to have people watch you go down the street, come on, put a float in, put an entry in, and we'd be glad to have you.
And with parades, basically the rule is the more the merrier.
Right.
So if you have an idea that you'd like your family to do, if you have a community group that you're involved with, a church, this would be a great opportunity to spread the word about your church and maybe some summer activities if you have them coming up, Bible school, things of that nature. Great opportunity because not only do you get to do this all together and get into the parade, but the flip side is this is the best attended parade and maybe the best attended event all year in the Copper Country. Thousands of people come out to see this parade. So if you have a message, you're going to be seen.
Right. Oh, definitely. One thing I want to make sure I get out to people is please pre-register. The registration form is online at the Bridgefest website. And you can also, if you want, you can get a hard copy by stopping by the Kiwanis Chamber of Commerce office. Or if you call my house, 337-4045, and leave your name and address, I can send you one. So there's various ways to get the forms, but I would really like people to pre-register. Last year, we started a different lineup system where we assign numbered positions to people. And when I run a parade, I really like to have an organized lineup. It makes for things to go so much smoother. You don't have people coming in from three different directions and trying to turn around when somebody, you know. And I had a couple people who showed up early, and they were like, well, we showed up early so it could be at the beginning of the parade. And I said, well, we're assigning position, which is something that hadn't been done before. And the sooner they get their registration form in, the sooner I can start lining it up. And about a week before the parade, week to maybe about 5 days before, I'll send out a letter to each one that's registered showing them where they're lining up and how to get the best route in. And it just really helps if we have them, as many people as possible, pre-registered so they can get that information.
Well, it eliminates confusion, and it also lets you kind of set the parade up in a logical order. I know I've been set up in parades before where, you know, we, as the radio station we go through, we want to play the radio station from our vehicle, and we're right behind a band.
Right. Right.
That doesn't make any sense. And if you're somebody who needs music or sound with your float or your entry, you don't want to be sitting right behind Marty's Golden Airs.
Right.
That's the wrong thing. So registering in advance gives organizers an opportunity to put you in a place that best suits you.
Right. And in fact, I've added a thing on the registration form. Do you have music on your float? Because that's the kind of thing I want to know, so I can kind of spread anybody with music out between the bands and not next to each other either.
So the parade's Friday the 13th. What time does it start?
Starts at 7.
And it runs from Hancock to Houghton
right,
this year.
Starting by Geno's and coming up to the Franklin Square. So
if you want to do the one-way streets backward, this is the one chance you get every couple of years to do all of the one-way streets backward just to see what Hancock and Houghton look like in reverse order. So
right.
And again, if you want to be involved, go to the website, bridgefestfund.com, I think it is. And the form is there.
Right, you can find the form.
And you can download it. And please, is there a deadline for registration?
I think we put like June 2nd maybe as a deadline. But, you know, I mean, if you decide at last minute, send it in and, you know, whatever. I do want to get in really quickly that Marty's and the Blue Notes will be going after the parade down to the waterfront by the bridge feast and performing. So they're going to start there about around 9 o'clock, depending on how long the parade actually takes and things. But we want people to come down there and see them, because they're really, really great to see when they form up and play a few numbers.
Absolutely. They're both wonderful organizations. Great to have them both involved in the parade this year.
I was very happy that we were able to get them.
So thank you, David, and keep me posted as to how things are going, will you please?
Thank you.
David Crowley from the Bridgefest Committee here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.